We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Car's going better since we had the new engine put in.
Yes. Marvelous. A couple of gold-plated bumpers, they wouldn't know the difference. Jump on the mat, something horrible. If we didn't have a roof on it, we would all have been thrown out miles ago.
Oh, stop moaning.
Well, it's not right having to wear a skid lid in a closed-in motor car.
Look, this is the last time I go on holiday with you. Complaining the whole time we were in France, complaining on the boat coming back. 400 yards from your house and you're still complaining. You completely ruined my holiday, you have.
Holiday? Ha! A fiasco, matey. That's all that lot was. A complete waste of hard-earned loot. And all your fault.
Mine?
Must take the car with us. Only way to travel. See the country and stop where we like. We stopped all right. Every 10 yards.
I can't understand it. I took the car round to Charlie's before we left and I had it overhauled.
Overhauled? 2 taps with a spanner and if nothing falls off, it's all right. It was a mistake taking it round to him. I suspected he didn't know anything about it when I saw him nailing the GB plate onto the spare tyre.
Well, even so, it should have been all right. They've got mechanics in France, you know.
You couldn't blame them. They didn't know what car it was. They haven't seen anything like this since old Bill in 1915. Apart from the language, fluent Fred here. Speak it like a native. A wugga wugga. You remember this, don't you? Nous avons un gasket. Key dropped off. Then, of course, we couldn't possibly forget, avez-vous un new wiper de la windscreen? Trouble is, your English isn't much better.
Well, look, it's all over now. The holiday's finished, so forget all about it.
I will not forget about it. I saved up all year for that holiday, I did. £100 travel allowance I took. All set to shake Paris to its very foundations, and what happened? £98.15 car repairs. Glass of red wine and a frog's leg and back home.
Well, I enjoyed it. I spent my £100 allowance.
And how you got those books through the customs, I'll never know. It's just as well you didn't tell me till now that you'd hidden them in my case. When I think of me standing there, staring him in the eye, holding a case full of hot literature. I can almost feel the ball and chain closing around my leg. I still think we should hand them in and have them burnt. When I've perused them, of course.
Oh, well, there goes the radiator cap.
I'll leave it, we won't miss it. The last time I go abroad with you.
Look, you thought France was a good idea. Monte Carlo, Nice, Cannes, the Riviera.
And how far did we get? 3 miles outside Calais. I'm going to Brighton next year, by coach. At least if that breaks down, you can sit there with your quarter beer and laugh at the driver lying there with his coat off. I wouldn't have minded, but the French food was so horrible. Speciality of the district. What a lot of rubbish. Frog's nigs, snails and funny cheese. It was a pleasure to get into that pub and have a lump of pie with that hard-boiled egg in it. Even if it had gone green. Marvellous. Highlight of the trip, that was. The old chop sauce walloping the end of the bottle there. Shooting it out all over the plate. 1 and 9. Sensation. You can't get anywhere else.
Chop sauce. I can't stand people who go abroad and aren't prepared to even try the local food.
I didn't have to try it. The look was enough. Even the dog closed his eyes when I gave it to him. I thought you said they knew all about food. Gourmets was the word you used, I believe. 3 hotels, I asked for bread and butter pudding. They just looked at me. Never again. Not this lad. I'll be glad to get home. Tour of France.
I was looking forward to that holiday as well. See the continent?
Hey, pull in a bit. There's a car coming up behind us.
Hold on! Get those old plates up. Here, it's him. That bloke who went over on the boat with us. Look at him, look at him. Big head. Pennants of 98 different countries stuck in his back window. Take ours down from Calais. It looks ridiculous.
Ah, well, we're nearly home, Tub. Just around the corner.
Good job, too. It'll be a pleasure to get indoors and forget about it. Bring the headlight with you. Ah, home at last. I feel a little happier now. The comforts of your own little nest. Oh, you can't whack it. After all those pensions and things. Hello?
What's wrong now?
The key doesn't fit.
Here, let me try it. No. You must have the wrong key.
No, I haven't. I've only got three keys. My front door keys and the two I use for swinging down at the dance hall.
Are you sure it's the right house?
Of course it's the right house.
Then how come the key doesn't fit?
I wonder if I bent it getting that snail out. I probably caught it on one of his horns. I shouldn't.
Hey, Tub.
What?
Did you leave the light on when we went away?
Of course not. The electricity was turned off before we left. About 2 years before.
Well, something's gone wrong because the bedroom light's on.
It can't be. It must be the moon shining on me rock and roll suit. I always hang it on the picture rail. Of course, the sequins get bent up in the wardrobe. But I don't have to tell you. Oh, no, rather not. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. You don't tell a lie. The light is on. This bode's a wee bit empty. There's somebody in there. Burglars. They must be after me Liberace raincoat. Quick, send for the police.
No, wait a minute. Let's climb in and surprise them, eh?
All right, bring the starting handle with you, all right? Fine holiday this has been, isn't it? What a lovely finish, too. Come on, give us a leg up.
Right.
Come on, Kev, watch it.
Yep.
Watch it a bit. Right. All right. That's it. Quietly now. Don't make a sound. Just creep up on him. Who shifted me walnut hi-fi? I'll switch the light on. Hello?
What?
Somebody's been sitting in my chair.
And somebody's been sitting in my chair.
Somebody's been smoking my fags.
And somebody's been smoking my fags.
Quick, nip out to the kitchen, see if the porridge is all right.
No, let's look upstairs.
Quiet now. Open the door. Look, there's somebody sleeping in my bed. Come on, you, get out. Oh, wake up. Get up before I call the police. Come on. Come along now.
Good evening.
That's it. I'm going back to Calais.
Yeah. Aren't you going to wait for a cup of tea?
Where did you come from? I thought you had an accident.
Oh, no. No.
Well, you should have. Cost me enough. What are you doing in my house?
Oh, I beg your pardon. My house.
My house. Number 7, Railway Cuttings, Cheam.
Yes, that's right. I moved in 3 days ago.
And you'll move out tonight.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
I shall throw you out of the window and your baggage after you, and I'll march you round to the police station and charge you with breaking and entering with felonious intent.
Oh, no, stop messing about.
I'm not messing about.
No, yes, you are. I can tell. Yes, you are. What about a cup of tea?
I don't want a cup of tea.
Well, I could do with one. I think we've just got some cups and saucers left.
I
Beg your pardon?
Oh, I didn't tell you about that, did I?
No, I don't think you did. Fancy that, then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What happened?
It was an accident.
What happened?
It wasn't the cat's fault.
I'm sure it wasn't.
I mean, only a dumb animal. He didn't know he was doing wrong.
Of course he didn't know.
No,
right.
No.
Just, what happened?
Well, it wasn't his fault he got locked up in your china cabinet.
Oh, no. Not me smuggled Japanese tea set from Hong Kong.
No, well, Tiddles couldn't help it, you see. He got locked in. He's frightened of the dark.
Is he still in there? I've got the starting handle here.
No. Don't you touch my Tiddles.
You should have hit him when he did it.
Oh, well, I didn't like to. He just had his dinner. He don't like being hit on a full stomach. Besides, he wouldn't have known what it was for. He'd have thought it was for clawing your velvet curtains to bits.
Oh, well.
At least I think it was him, because he might have been Binky, though, or Blackie, or perhaps Tibby.
Wait a minute. Just stop for a minute. Just one second. How many cats have you got in my house?
16. And there's another 8 or 9 due any day now.
I'm not having 25 cats roaming about all over my house.
They're not roaming about. I locked them up in the dining room. Of course, they wrecked it a bit, but then if you're going to keep cats, you've got to expect a bit of a mess, haven't you?
Yes, I suppose you have, really.
Well, of course you have. Yes. Well, now, I'm afraid I must ask you to leave. Very nice of you to pop in and have a little chat. I did enjoy it, but it's getting late. So, if you wouldn't mind...
No. That's all right. I'm sorry you've been disturbed. We were just going anyway.
Well, pop in any time you like. When I'm at work, the cats will be glad of the company.
That's inordinately decent of you. Thank you very much.
Well, good night then.
Good night. What a nice man. Invited me round any time I like. There's not enough of that sort of feeling in this world. And me a complete stranger. I mean, it's... What do you mean, come round any time I like? It's my house. Open up, come on. Get out.
Oh, it's you again, is it?
Yes, it's me. And I...
Shh, not so loud. You'll wake the cats.
It's my house. Now, I'll beat or I'll have the law on you. It's my house. Go on, get out.
You can't turn me out. I'm within my rights. I paid £10 a week furnished.
But it's my furniture.
And very good it is, too.
But you can't just move into people's houses willy-nilly.
My name's not willy-nilly. Have it out with the estate agent. It was him who rented the place to me.
It's not his to rent.
I don't know about that, but he's taking the money.
Well, I'm going straight round there and get this sorted out. What's his name?
Sidney James.
Oh, well, of course. Well, just let me take a last look at the place. I won't bother you anymore.
Well, cheerio, then. Oh, before you go...
Yes?
Put the cats out for me.
Sid won't be very pleased being woken up in the middle of the night. You know, he likes to get a good 8 hours sleep every night.
He doesn't sleep. He just lies there thinking up new ways to twist me. Well, he's gone too far this time. This is the straw that broke the duck's back. I'm a reasonable man, I hope. There's a limit to how far I can be goaded. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make it wash itself. I'm an easygoing man up to a point, as you well know, but when I reach it... The worm turns and digs his heels in.
Well, we're here.
Well, you go and tell him and I'll wait up the end of the road for you.
Scared?
It's not that. I'm frightened about what I might do to him. Because, see, when I'm in a mood like this, what happens? I go into a coma. My mind goes blank and I lash out. I'm not fussy when I'm in a coma. Sometimes come out of it, there's bodies all over the place.
So you're not coming in?
I don't think I ought to. Not when I'm in a mood like this. Look, you can see the vein throbbing in my forehead. Look at that. Look at it. Go there. Nearly knocking me out off it is.
Never mind about that. What about Sid?
No, I better not. If I don't get satisfaction, I'll only resort to fisticuffs. And why not, pray? A man's a crook with a capital K. I'll show you. Open the door. Open up in there. It's the Cardinal's man. No, it's me. Bangkok. Come on, I know you're in there.
Hello, boys. Welcome home.
What home?
How was France?
What home?
Lovely weather down there, I believe. Get that bloke out of my house.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not be hasty. I can explain.
Explain? Do you usually make a habit of renting out people's houses as soon as they go on holiday?
Yes.
Oh, well, well, you're not renting my house. I don't know how you get away with it.
Oh, it's easy. As long as you have a map before the people come back off holiday. Make a fortune, you can. Furnished houses, 2 to 4 weeks lease, £10 a week. I've got everybody sending me a card when they're coming home. Then I move my tenants out, shove them down Clapham Common tube station at night time, wait for somebody else to go away. Then they're all set for another fortnight. I got it down to a fine art, and now you have to come back and spoil it all.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realise I was inconveniencing you.
Well, you are. According to my schedule, you aren't due back till next week. You're supposed to be away for a fortnight.
Well, we only had enough money for 3 days.
That's not my fault. If you go away for a fortnight and come back without warning 3 days later, that's your lookout. You can't expect people to run around after you.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realise I was putting anybody out.
You're not putting anybody out. He's staying in there. He's got another fortnight to go yet. He's paid in advance.
Well, what are we going to do? I want my house back. Either that or I'm going round to the police station.
Now, there's no room round there. The sergeant's on holiday and I've got 3 families in there. Hey, wait a minute. I'll see if I can find some alternative accommodation.
I'm not going down Clapham Common tube station either. I never have been able to get to sleep with people bawling, mind the doors, in here, oh. Why can't you find him alternative accommodation?
Well, that's very difficult. He signed a contract.
What are you going to do then?
Well, I can't move him out of your place till his fortnight's up. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an address you can stay at temporary, and as soon as I find anything, I'll get in touch with you.
That's most kind.
All right, son. Here we are. You stay at this address tonight. I think you'll find it quite comfortable. A lot of my friends stay there.
Very helpful. There aren't many left like you, Sid.
Next.
2 shilling beds, please.
I'm sorry, mate, we're full up. You better try the other doss house round the corner.
Haven't you got anything? Can't we hang over the rope for a night?
Oh, no, I've got 16 tramps on it already. Still, it's a strong rope. You're little blokes, you can get in the middle where it sags. Tanner each, please.
Thank you very much.
Always one thing, I better warn you. Make sure you wake up before the others. If they get off the rope first, you'll hit the ceiling.
You asleep, Tub?
How can you sleep like this? All these blokes driving them home here. Draped over a rope stretch from one end of the room to the other. Chafing my armpits, something horrible, this is.
Well, the others seem to be doing all right.
Well, they're used to it.
Oh, shut up.
Come here every night. Look at them. What a collection. Look at the dregs of humanity. Tramps, drunks, deadbeats, layabouts.
Yeah, that guy in the corner's the only one I don't know.
They're not the sort of people I like to be seen with, anyway. I feel completely out of place here. I told you there was no need to wear pyjamas in a place like this.
Oh, never mind. We won't be here much longer. What's the time?
How do I know? I've had me watch pinched 3 times. He must be getting on for 5:30. Oh, I can see the sun coming up through the cracks in the wall. How do they wake you up here?
The concierge comes in and cuts the rope.
Comes in and cuts. What a fiasco.
Oh, stop moaning and go to sleep.
I can't go to sleep on a rope. It's hard enough hanging over it. How those blokes walk on them, I'll never know.
Boy, you fatty. Why don't you shut your great mouth and go to sleep?
Are you addressing me, my man?
Yes, me and my mates want to get some kip. Go on, Cedric. Thump him one.
Don't you adopt that attitude with me, my man. My friend and I aren't used to sleeping on a rope.
Perhaps it'd be better if I tied it round your neck. Don't talk about it, Cedric. Get it over with.
Stand your distance. My good man, I pay my sickness.
Let go.
My friend go. You can't give the artist a fair hearing, please. You can't.
Open the door, Cedric. Now get out and stay out.
Well, that's all our clothes back. We can't walk around the streets in pyjamas.
Here you are. Catch.
He's out of our clothes.
Bob it.
Isn't it marvellous? Homeless and clothesless.
Well, don't let's argue. Let's put these things on. It's cold out here.
What sort of clothes are these?
Look at these trousers.
One more hole, they'd be invisible. Listen, duck round the back streets. You can't let anybody see me like this.
Hey, Tub, catch the Rolls Royce. It's stopping.
Walk on, I don't want anybody to recognize me.
I say that, you tramp fellows.
I'll slosh him for a start.
I say, don't go away, tramp chappies. I want to talk to you.
Oh, he does he? He's not going to use that patronizing tone with me. I've got money, same as what he has. Clobber doth not maketh the man. He'd better watch his step.
Down on your luck, tramp ladders.
No, we're not. If you must know, my friend and I are about to indulge in a fancy dress ball.
I beg your pardon. I thought you were down and out, in need of money and food and somewhere to live.
No, we're all right.
Stop! Shut up! I've got a margie, a dead man.
Oh, woe is me. It's us. Penniless and bereft.
No home to go to. Flotsam. Am I splashing you? You're right.
Flotsam on the tide of life.
Lucky you caught us. We were just on the way to the river. I've got the stones in your pocket.
It was the war.
In and out of air raid shelters all the time. Trying to dodge the MPs. Ruined us, it did, ruined us. Mere shells of men. Shells, shells, shells. Anything you can do to lighten our burden will be gratefully accepted like a shot.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I have so much wealth and good fortune. I consider it my duty to help the less fortunate in their hour of need.
Oh, it's a shame to take the money. Lead on, my good man.
Jolly good show. Hop in the old wagon, tramp fellows.
This is the life. Nice little jam jar you've got here.
Yes, it's mother's, actually. I didn't bring mine. It was facing the wrong way.
Hot Tarson. We sold ours, actually, during the crash, you know.
Yeah, after the crash. You remember the milk cart when you dropped it?
My partner's a bit gone, poor wretch, poor wretch. I caught him at the windowsill before he jumped in 29. Never been the same. Look at the shape of his head.
I understand. But things will be better for you now. Leave it to me. A cigar.
Oh, thank you. You're a toff. I'd better take half a dozen. I think it soothes my partner's nerves.
Soon be home now. Have a good meal.
A top hole.
A change of clothes.
Oh, yes.
And a bath.
Yes.
Well, here we are, home.
Hey, Tub, this is our street. Look, he's got the big house on the corner.
That's strange. I say you, rich chappy. How long have you lived here?
I moved in last week, just a town flat, you know.
That accounts for why we've never seen him. He came while we were on holiday.
Ah, there we are. After you.
Your humble servant.
In the lounge on the left there, make yourself at home. Have a drink. What do you say to a bottle of Napoleon brandy?
Well, if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for us, sir!
Now, look, tell me about yourself. Have you any relations?
No, not a soul. We're all alone in the world.
I see. Any friends?
Not one. Everybody disowned us.
So no one knows you at all?
No, we could be dead for all the world cares about us.
Oh, excellent. So nobody will miss you?
No, it's tragic, really, isn't it?
Yes, terrible. Drink up. Finish the bottle.
We have.
No, put another one. Oh. Will you excuse me? I have a phone call to make. I won't be long.
What a charming chappy.
Hello, Chalky. I've got them, two of them, dead ringers. The fat one's about your build. The other one's about my size. Nobody knows them, no relations, nothing. Their own teeth, no identification marks. Here's the drill. I'll give them a suit of our own clothes, each. Plant our wallets on them. Get them drunk, lay them on the floor, set fire to the place. You pick the loot up, and when all the fuss dies down and we're dead, ha-ha, the police will tear the dossiers up. Off to South America, no one will know. I only wish I could be here to see our funeral. Cheerio, Chalky. See you at the airport.
I've always admired you, and I think you're nice, too. You're the only real friend I have.
We've got to stick together.
You're absolutely right.
That's it, chaps. That's it. Drink up. Look, I got some lovely new clothes for you. That's it. Drink up.
What a charming
drink
fellow.
Up.
Oh,
drink
hot
up.
You.
Oh, drink up.
Yes. Two tanners over the rope, please.
Oh, God, not you two back again.
Yes, we've been burnt out. It's all your fault, Kerr. If you hadn't drunk all that brandy, we might have been able to put the fire out.
What do you mean, my fault? It was me who first noticed the fire.
I'm not surprised. Your breath was alight.
Never mind. We got out, didn't we?
Only just. What an inferno. Oh, I only hope my hair grows again. You brought me nothing but trouble ever since we went on holiday.
Oh, stop picking on me.
Picking on you? I'll jump on you in a minute.
Why don't you two shut up and go to sleep?
Hello. Sid? Sid James? Sleeping over the rope? It's a bit of a come down, isn't it? Don't tell me you let your house out by mistake.
You ought to know what happened to my house, you firebug, you. A spark from that fire you started landed on my bed, fused me electric blanket, and the house went up like a matchbox.
Serves you right. That'll teach you to rent people's houses out. Put me in a good mood, that is. Yes. Jolly good. Poetic justice. Don't think you'll stop it at my place when that bloke moves out, because you're not.
Neither are you. It's gone.
Gone?
Spread like wildfire. The whole street burnt down. The fire brigade only just got me out. I had to jump from the top window.
If only I'd known, I'd have cut a hole in the sheet. No house. No money. No clothes. No nothing. It's just not my day.
Never mind. These little things are sent to try us. I managed to salvage lots of things from your house.
Oh, good lad. What?
Well, I've got Tiddles and Tibby and Blackie and
Dinky.
And
good.
I've got Winkle.
Yes, how?
You know Winkle.
Oh, yes.
And I've got Tabby as well.
I'm so
I've
pleased.
Got them all
yes,
out. Yeah.
Cut the rope, somebody.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.